In this chapter, you learned about the largest group of students that we currently have in special education. Just under 50% of all individuals receiving a special education today are receiving their special services because of having a learning disability, which is oftentimes referred to as a hidden disability. The IDEA definition currently talks about a discrepancy between the student's academic abilities and their assumed potential. This long-standing concept was recently called into question. In fact, IDEA 2004 now permits schools to use a strategy known as response to intervention, whereby a child thought to have a learning disability is assessed to see how they respond to empirically validated, scientifically based practices, currently known as evidence-based practices. In the vast majority of instances, the cause of a child's learning disability is unknown. At one time, we used to think that a learning disability essentially dissolved upon adolescence. Today, we know, however, that learning disabilities is oftentimes a lifelong problem. Currently, researchers believe that there are four possible areas that contribute to an individual having a learning disability. 1. Damage or injury to the central nervous system. 2. Hereditary contributions, whereby we oftentimes find that a student with a learning disability has a relative who also has or had a learning disability. 3. Are biochemical abnormalities. And 4. Are environmental factors. Many times, knowing the cause of a child's learning disability is of little educational relevance because it doesn't tell us how we need to teach that child. Individuals who are learning disabled represent a very heterogeneous population. Their primary area of disability is the deficit in their academic performance. Reading is the most common problem encountered by students identified as learning disabled, while math represents their second greatest area of challenge. Additionally, many students who have a learning disability also exhibit attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD, but you can have ADHD without being learning disabled. The assessment of individuals with learning disabilities oftentimes involves both norm and criterion reference testing. Norm reference testing are those tests that give us STANINES, standard deviations, and grade equivalent scores. These are useful for comparison purposes, but they have little instructional relevancy. Criterion reference testing, oftentimes referred to as teacher-made tests, have a descriptive purpose and are useful for modifying instructional strategies. In today's classroom, 9 out of 10 students identified as having a learning disability are served in the general education classroom. While they may pose some challenges for teachers, there is no one best way to teach a child who is learning disabled. It is a matter of finding the shoe that fits the bill. If a child doesn't learn the way you teach, then you need to teach the way the child learns. A learning disability is also a lifelong problem. While some individuals are successful in their lives, they have learned to accommodate or adapt. If they have trouble with spelling, they use a dictionary or spell check on their computer word processing program, or they might rely on a calculator. It is a matter of meeting the demands placed on them by their learning disability.